Because I saw Sean Thor Conroe. He posted a new thing and it only got 6 likes. Like, that's spooky.
Loser, loser.
He flopped so bad and he has a podcast too. We're probably crushing him.
Mari knows all the drama.
You know all these guys. I think that's the guy with the fuck boy thing or whatever.
Yeah.
That was the worst.
You know, I heard a certain someone say that Elizabeth Hall's new book, Season of the Rat, is like a female fuck boy. And
What?
that is just so fucking terrible. It's so
Darren retarded.
retarded.
It's
Because
the
Elizabeth Hall is like excellent. I'm not gonna get into
fuck
this.
guy deserves to die.
I don't know about that. So that's, yeah, fuck you,
Oh
Thor,
my
if that is your
God.
real name.
He could probably fuck you up. He does combat sports.
So what, dude?
Everyone could fuck me up, dude. I can't open a window very well. I
It'd
can't hold a cast
be
iron
a hate
hammer.
crime. If he fucked us up, it'd be, unless he's gay. Is he gay?
No, I don't think
Well,
so.
then it's a
I
hate
think he
crime.
wouldn't like if we called him gay, which means he's gay.
Well, actually,
You're gay, Thor.
there
Thor
was an
Conrad's gay.
e-girl, because I
He's
posted
gay.
once that I'm a better lover than Sean Thor Conroe. And like
Everyone is.
an e-girl that I know had sexual relations with him liked it. That means that he was really bad.
Yeah, I guess.
He has the aura of a man who is an ungiving lover and bad at sex.
I think he probably has a small penis.
He
If
does.
he writes
He's
any,
gay.
if he has sex the way he writes, then it is just,
He
I don't
probably
know.
dips his penis and then like writes like a quill. To like,
Upon her belly, and like a
oh
pen. That's
my
how small
God,
it is.
you just you flash a flashlight on it so it's like invisible ink. It's like,
like
love you, or something
you have
like
to use one of those police like blue things to
that.
see it.
How many more times can we say this guy is gay? Sean Thor Conroe
You're
is gay.
gay.
You're gay.
I can't say that because I'm woke now.
He's gay.
He's gay.
Sean, you're gay.
You're gay, Sean.
Sean!
Sean!
We're gay.
You're gay, Sean.
We should go on. We should cast.
Oh, we
What?
should go on what?
On Sean's
Shitcast?
podcast.
What's it called? Is it called gay?
リップ劇場の上りじゃないし落ちたこの世のかけらじゃないし地球が垂らしたクソでもないしまさか幸せのせいだ
There's something about medallions. There's something about medallions that
They're
brings out the worst
powerful.
in people. Would you put on the Chris Chan medallion? That's bad mojo.
I'd wear it once.
I'd wear it,
Photo
yeah.
op.
Oh
But there, you
no.
know, talismans. There is power in talismans. In
Well,
jewelry. Maybe just in jewelry in general.
no,
yeah,
but
it
that
was.
Chris Chan one is especially
That doesn't.
powerful.
You know, and this
It's bad, dude.
rapist
Rapist.
raped the
Raped
mom.
his mom.
Yeah, it's creepy.
Yeah,
It's
that's so spooky.
creepy.
That's
I'm
spooky.
scared. I'm
Raping a woman with
scared.
Alzheimer's is so creepy.
It's
That's creepy.
spooky.
He's like an SCP. He is like an SCP. He's a mutant.
What is the Keter class? Is that one of them?
What? I don't know.
They got all
I don't
kinds
know
of
about SCPs.
classes.
I think they're stupid.
Shut up. Why you
I
always
don't
gotta be
like
this way?
creepypastas or anything. I think they're dumb. ARGs, I hate them.
No, creepy pastas are good. Yeah, I love the one where he's like picks up Majora's mask or whatever the
Don't
fuck.
know that one. That
Ben
sounds new.
Drowned. You don't know Ben Drowned?
That sounds really familiar, but
He's
I don't.
Ben Drowned.
It's one of the best
No, explain
creepypastas.
it to me.
Oh my God. Well, let me see, you got 4 minutes and 30 seconds to do Ben Drowned, and that's all the time you're
Can
getting.
you do it?
I mean, I could do it in 30 seconds. It's just like a cursed video game. I don't even remember what happens, to be honest.
David, one time when he worked at Family Dollar, there were a bunch of expired whipped cream cans, like 20 of them, so he did all the whippets by the dumpster, like 20 in a row.
in the hot sun, just like getting
Damn.
really fucked up.
Bro, you
I
were escaping some demons.
was seeing the deer. It was a lot of fun. It was a lot of fun.
Nitrous is fun.
Yeah.
One time I did too many whippets and I had a seizure in my friend's car.
Dude, this place I'm at, I got some tea. Do you know the writer Matt Forney?
No, I don't think so.
Isn't he like some kind of Republican creep kind of guy, like a right-wing creepy guy?
Well, he was like featured on some website that's like he's a terrorist, he's a white nationalist. And I saw on Twitter he was like posting like that he's in the same town as me.
You should kill him.
Kill him in real
He
life.
was like complaining because he was like, I went to a gas station and it was all Indians. But then I went to one today and it was like a white woman.
Well, I mean, that's not a good. Is that a good
No,
sample size?
I just mean like
Was she attentive?
she was really sweet actually.
Are you in love with her? What? Wait, it's so weird to, for him to be shocked. Like, oh man, I went to a gas station and it was run by Indians. It's like, what are you
What
talking
are you
about?
talking Yeah, like I don't know, that wouldn't have even bothered me, but like I guess some people travel like based on where they think the whitest gas station clerks are.
All the gas station guys here are Chaldean, like
What
Iraqi
is that?
Christians, like
Yeah, Rocky
minority in
Christian.
Iraq. They immigrated like hella to Detroit. I forget when, like the 70s, 80s.
The late 70s, early 80s, there was like, because there's some kind of like crisis, humanitarian crisis or something like that. So like the king of, I want to say king of Detroit, the mayor of
King
Detroit
of Detroit.
gave
King
them a
Von, wait.
sit. Is King Von
Is
from
he from
Detroit?
Chicago, I think?
He did.
He did.
But said that they could all, and then said that Chaldeans could come here, and then there was
Relocate
this whole
them.
thing with the Chaldean mafia.
Yeah, it was huge.
Yes. Mari, how was your e-girl? How was your
Yes.
romantic trip? You see, I have this image in my head of this half white, half black girl who's like 350 pounds
No,
and
she
wearing
was
like a
really
jacket.
petite. She was
Yeah,
petite.
right. Yeah, she had a
She was
giant.
petite and short. She came up to my elbows.
No, she.
Your elbows?
Yeah, but
That
I'm a tall
tall? How
guy.
tall are you?
I'm like 6'2".
Oh, shit. Okay. Well, I think.
Nah,
Nah.
she was wearing a Jack Skellington
no, but
hoodie.
like it was such a sweet
No.
time. I felt like I had a girlfriend again.
Aww,
We went
GFE.
to dinner and stuff,
You
and
licked at her
she took
gauge
me.
holes from her ears. No.
She loved to shop. I think the best thing about the city for her was the Brandy Melville store.
So she wasn't a huge fucking bitch.
What's Brandy
Brandy
Melville?
Melville is like a one size clothing store.
So
It's
like XXXL,
not
or it's Alaska
no.
Girl
Small ladies,
on
like not giant fat ladies.
No,
Like
it's for it's like for
people get
petite.
mad about it.
Or maybe
They say it's like fat phobic.
he was walking her down the avenue or whatever street. What is that? Fifth?
Ocean Avenue.
Is it
Fifth
Fifth and not
Ave.
Ocean? Not Ocean Avenue. And she has those MS crutches. That's a
No.
no. A
Bro,
back
we went
sideways
into the
hat.
Trump Tower and had a drink. We walked
Oh,
right
you
past
said.
the Iran protester.
Get it. Was it a good drink? What'd you have?
I forgot what my drink was called, but they poured it real stiff for a patriot. And I
Hell
forgot my
yeah.
debit card there.
Did
And
she
if
pay?
no, I paid, of course. I'm a gentleman.
That's
But
good.
I left my debit card there, and if like Zohran Mandemi's mob finds it, they're gonna string me up in the streets, bro.
Oh yeah, they're gonna kill you.
Wait, so why did you leave it like, did you
I
open a tab?
forgot. No, I
Oh.
paid, and then like they hand it back and you gotta sign and shit, and then I
That's
left
a
my card in the thing.
rich thing to do for getting your card at Trump Tower.
He's rich.
Yeah,
Mars,
Ricky Mari.
here's the thing. We're eating like rice and rolling cigarettes from cigarette butts, and Mari's on vacation right now.
Oh, you're
Yeah,
on
I just had
vacation?
soul food.
Huh.
Soul food.
I went in, and this lady, like this old black lady, was like, "Hold up, I'm on the phone with my 87-year-old niece or aunt or whatever." Like,
That's probably not what she said.
No, I'm serious. And like, I just waited and then I sat down and I got a delicious meal.
That's how a restaurant goes, brother. You know what Luke's talking about today? He's upset that his teeth are so tiny, and he kept saying
They're small, they're not tiny.
he kept saying, "Oh, he wants real big teeth."
I want my teeth to be bigger. I don't need giant teeth.
You need
I'm just
buck teeth.
insecure about it, like a coolie.
Yeah, he's really, don't say that. He's too insecure about his tiny little teeth. You know what else he was saying to me today? He just out of nowhere, he was like, "David, do I need a lawyer? Do you think I should get a lawyer?" I was just like, "What are you fucking talking about?" He's like, "I don't know. Do you think I should get
Like
one?"
on retainer, maybe.
I grind my teeth at night. Yeah.
Ooh, I used to do that because of this pill I was taking, and David bought me a plastic mouth guard, but I melted it when I was boiling it.
Was that the same pill that made you do the gangster stuff?
Yeah.
Oh, dude, you gotta
I
hear
need
this.
this pill.
This
You
shit's so
don't, it
funny.
said HH, it's the Heil Hitler pill. That's why I stopped taking it.
That
Because now
is,
it's giving me tardive dyskinesia,
dude,
which David's about to
this shit is
anyway.
awesome.
It sucks.
Okay, so he would just, this pill would make him talk out the side of his mouth all the time like he was a gangster, you know, like saying, and he would, his hand would frozen up, so it's like he's doing the Hamlet skull all the time.
Or holding like a goblet.
I feel like I got that from that one Budweiser I drank like 20 minutes ago.
Yeah,
I'm
you geeking.
geeked. You should like Liver King that who's that guy? Who were you talking about?
Oh, Matt Forney. Yeah, I should go punch a Nazi.
Yeah,
Yeah.
Liver King Matt Forney.
I'm gonna go punch him.
Dude, Liver
Where's he
King's
live?
awesome. I didn't like him before, but now I love him. Dude, I've been watching all his TikToks.
Kill Joe Rogan,
Yeah,
Joe
dude.
Rogan's
Rogan's
a good thing.
awesome.
Yeah.
Joey
Oh, Liver,
Diaz is
I think
awesome.
Brendan
Joey
Schaub will
Diaz is,
talk.
dude, Joey Diaz has like so many stories about like where basically he just like rapes women. Really, that's
Yeah,
basically
I
what the
got
stories are. He's like, yeah, I was, working at the club or whatever, and the girl was like, "Can I go on next? Can I get a spot on it?" And he's like, "You suck my fucking dick, you know, my name, fuck him out." And it's awful, dude.
Oh my God.
Bro, Bobby Lee does the same thing.
Bobby Lee? No,
Yeah.
Bobby Lee doesn't,
Bobby
right?
Lee, he had that story about him having sex in Tijuana. Didn't you
Oh,
hear
yes. Yeah,
that?
that was rape. All
Yeah.
prostitution is rape.
Well, okay, we're not gonna get into
We're not
that.
going to get into that. I
Yeah,
won't
but that's a
say
little
that
bit
about
different.
him.
Plus, that was a much funnier story.
But
At
it's
least
still
with him
true.
telling that story, it was funny. Bad, of course, bad. Although over there, you know, there's no rules. And also, Bobby Lee looks like he's 13. Everyone's talking about all this political stuff in New York. I'm like, I don't care. And you know, that's of course everyone says I don't care. But then people go like, you better care because New York is like one of the like biggest economies in the world, blah
What
blah
the
blah.
fuck?
And it's like I haven't cared about New York since the fucking Strokes. And that's about the end
Jeez.
of the line after that. After the Strokes came out, it was like, good job. And then it was like, check out, don't
Wait, are
even
they
know
from New
what.
York? I thought they were from like Britain or some
Yeah,
shit.
I thought so
No, they're
too.
not from Britain. No,
The
they're from
Strokes? I
what?
think they're from Britain,
I don't
bro.
even know.
Bro, they be
The
singing in a
British
British
way.
accent.
He does not sing in a British
The
accent. Do you even know
Strokes.
one Stroke song?
I know the album cover where it's like the ass and like the hand touching it,
You know,
right?
that's the UK album cover. America, they did like this. It looked like those prayer flags or like
Oh, Tibetan ones that girls used to
yeah,
have
or
on their
like
dresses.
a lava lamp or something. It really sucks. The American cover sucks.
That's stupid. We censored it. We're the land of free speech.
This guy at my work, and he always leaves the stereo on and plays like all these soul like songs. You know, this is a soul radio station, whatever. And I just don't even, yeah, it's good. It's fine. It's whatever. I just don't even pay attention. But all day, customers come up to me and they're like, "Damn, are you playing this?" And I go, "Absolutely, yes, I am." You know, and then they're like, "Damn!" And then they love it.
They
They love
love
it.
it. They love
But
you.
you know, oh my God. I didn't tell you this either.
What?
I was doing truck, right? And I was doing it with this guy, the guy I'm talking about. His name's Val, which is weird, but that's his name. And he's an old head. And he was telling me about how he went to Chicago last month. And he saw a guy there, and I realized, well, you're gonna get it. Like, he's describing to me this guy, this white guy who he thought was completely insane. And he was like, there's this guy, and he had on this big, long duster trench coat kind of thing that was like leather, you know what I mean? Had a little bit of leather in it. And then he goes, and he was wearing like this big old hat. And it had all these little like gears and stuff on it, and little car. And I realized that Val doesn't know what steampunk is, and that he's seen a steampunk guy out into the wild.
Bro, I love steampunk. I'm gonna
Yeah,
become that.
you should become steampunk. Use
I
your
want to have
money.
a hat that like can tip and like it rises through with machines and little claws come out of it.
Very elaborate. I've been fucking around with Steampunk Morpheus. I've been thinking
Yeah.
that's pretty awesome.
Yeah, I saw that image. That's what I want to be.
What if like he everyone else is dressed the same, but he is the only one that is all steampunk, and that's why they like love him.
Because he's so
He's
wise.
so wise. He has so many
Yeah.
clocks. He has like six or seven clocks he pulls out. He pulls them out all the time.
Dude, there's someone in my neighborhood like that, except he's Asian and he has like spiked hair and he always just carries textbooks and they're just like organic chemistry and
Is he
then like an
autistic?
AI book. I think so, yeah.
That's so—it's so funny to be like try and pretend to make it look like you're smart and carry around like a middle schooler chemistry book. Oh, I just read this. Maybe steampunk is white men's way to try and become Asian.
I mean, maybe. I want to wear like a Final Fantasy robe in this town while I'm here.
What?
And I just want to wave a big sword and I want to shoot lasers out of my
What robe?
fingertips.
What are you talking? And shooting like you never played a Final Fantasy game. It would be you.
I played a couple. I played the ones that are grid based.
Tactics is the best.
Tactics, yeah,
Yeah,
tactics is awesome.
it's the only good one.
It's the only good one, yeah.
Bro, grid based games used to be the
Yes,
shit.
they still are the shit. I get you on some grids.
Yeah, but I haven't played them in a while, but I used to love them. I
I
mean,
never understood people, and I saw this when I was like a teenager when this was coming, when Kingdom Hearts came out, and I remember thinking like, this is like one of the worst things I've ever seen.
the worst.
Like, oh, you're gonna mix Final Fantasy with Disney, but I've seen so many of my generation, great minds, just
Fall
fall
for
to
it.
this like,
Starving, hysterical,
it's terrible.
yeah, I mean.
And they love it. It's not cool. It's not cool. But
No.
what is there to get into?
David, tell Mari about that time you were really mean to that autistic child at
Yeah,
GameStop in Pennsylvania.
we were at a GameStop, okay, and they had the new, I think it was Smash. They had the new Smash Brothers on a little display thing. They have the controllers and blah 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 blah. And so we started playing Smash, and we play a lot of Smash. We were with our one roommate, one of my ex friends.
He sucks.
He sucks. He got really mad at me. Well, hey, I got really fucked up on Molly one night, and I was all alone, and so I just like had like a half an hour of like wanting to die, and so I like emailed him or something and was like, "Can you come hang out with me, man?" And then by the time he came, I wasn't sad anymore. And he didn't want to do
Wasn't
Molly
Molly
because,
supposed to make you happy?
well, it did eventually. Yes, I kept taking some. But eventually he sent me an email saying like, oh, all kinds of fucked up shit. And then he unfollowed me on Facebook. And so I haven't spoken
Whoa.
to him since. But anyway, he was there and he likes to pretend he was good at Smash, but
But he wasn't.
he fucking sucked. He was basically a non-entity. But it, so it was me playing Marth and Lynn playing
Peach,
Peach,
girl.
Princess Peach. And Lynn's really, we were going hard. We were going hard on it. And I'm starting to lose. You know what I mean? I'm only down by a
I
stock.
was good with Peach, though.
Yeah, you're very good. Well, you're okay. We don't need.
You're good with
Yes. Okay, fine.
that.
Whatever. But
I gotta hype myself up. I have low self-esteem.
but so then then there's this girl that comes in with her mom, and this girl is just like obviously like incredibly autistic,
Visibly so.
visibly autistic, and she starts standing behind us very close. All right. And of course, she sees Princess Peach doing this, and she's like, yeah, get him. Yeah. And I'm getting more and more frustrated because I'm like, I'm starting to lose. You know, I'm putting up a good fight, but then she's just like, yeah, go, Peach, go.
Yeah.
Bro, if that bothered you, that you
No.
might be autistic.
No. You don't understand. 'Cause
David denies it
you don't
constantly.
play any fucking games. You don't know shit
You're
about
constantly
shit.
Bro,
chipper
I
than
suck at brawl
otherwise.
and melee, whatever
Yeah, you
the
suck at all that stuff. Don't even talk.
fuck.
But so, yeah, we're gonna and we're down to like stock for stock, you know what I mean? And I lose. I lose. And this girl back here starts cheering. And what does she say? She says, next time you should try and play better.
I forgot what she said. That's really funny.
that's cool.
How old was
And
he about?
she was probably like 14, maybe. And so I like fucking just turned around quick and I said, that's very rude of you to say.
Bro, you're autistic. You're
Now,
the
no. You see, and I knew as I was doing it,
autistic
I
one.
knew like this girl's autistic. I shouldn't, but I just let it fly. And then I let her mom apologize to me and explain that she was autistic.
Damn.
And I was like, okay, that's okay. I understand. But no,
She
that's not me being
owned
on. She,
you.
no, she was being, that's fucking rude, okay?
No, she
That's
owned you.
it. You know, some of the rudest people, worst people I've ever met across the board have been autistic. Some of the worst people I've ever encountered in my life have been autistic
Amy, dude.
or
Amy.
black, honestly. Welcome to court, bitch.
Welcome to court, motherfucker.
Motherfucker.
Welcome to court, motherfucker.
Judge Dave Foster Wallace.
Judge David Foster Wallace.
Do you think he would have been a good judge?
I'd be a great judge. Me and David have talked about this.
No, you'd be a terrible judge. You'd love to judge,
I love judging.
you are very
I want to
judgmental.
just slam the gavel.
That
Just
too.
knock it around a few times.
Out of order.
Yeah. Did you ever play the game Phoenix Wright? That made me want to be a lawyer.
You're so susceptible to just anything. Just whatever blows your way, huh? What, welcome to the. We're recording the next day. We're going to do our reviews now. One thing I didn't say, Mari, the last recording session, I was completely naked the entire time. I was just completely naked, except for slides, my Detroit Lions slides. And I realized I forgot to tell you that.
Oh, you were just wearing slides?
Because
Why
it's
did you
hot.
stick with the slides at the bottom?
Because I don't want my feet to get dirty.
Oh, that's interesting. You're kind of like when I would play like a video game, I would always have the character in underwear but like have shoes on still.
Why?
I don't know, it was like a very charming aesthetic to me, I guess.
That's charming. What do you mean?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's charming that you were talking to
Oh.
me wearing nothing but slides.
Yeah, and then I was getting cigarette ash all over my dick and balls and legs and thighs.
Okay, that's not charming. I mean,
That's no longer
it
charming.
would be charming if you were sitting in your chair, like leaned back and taking a nice exhale of a cigarette while naked. You'd be looking like Oppenheimer, bro.
Boring? No, my body is
Oh,
not boring.
You're a
I don't know if it's
dancer.
sexy or something, but it's not boring.
It's a ride.
See, I can't lean back. I don't have an office chair. I sit in a chair I found on the street.
It's a nice chair. It's a plush chair with those little gold beads on the side. I
Yeah, it's
like that
very
type of
creepy.
chair.
Oh, I know what you're talking about. Those are kind of comfy, but you can't, like,
You can't do nothing with
be
it.
gingy.
No.
You just gotta sit there stiff.
Oh, dude. So, I was curious today and I looked up,
Don't even
yes,
fucking say it.
I'm going to, yes. So I was looking up, schizophrenia and whether schizophrenia, if you're schizophrenic, means you're neurodivergent. And it turns out, yes, you are. So Lynn is neurodivergent.
I am not neurodivergent.
You're
Response pod listeners,
no, but
Lyndon, I am not neurodivergent.
he's neurodivergent.
Neurodivergence
I've been
is for
seeing
autistic
memes
people.
recently. I've been seeing so many memes recently because of that Wi-Fi thing where they're like, you could track motion through Wi-Fi, and they're like, the schizophrenics are right.
Yeah.
And honestly, they were right about birds being drones and shit. I mean,
I've
they
been
might
right
have a
about a
link to
million
the
things.
future.
They were not right about birds being drones. Where did you, what are you
Sometimes,
talking?
sometimes,
Dude, I
what is it?
saw an article from like China where they have like drones that are
I think you
mosquito
heard me. It's like
sized.
a
Yeah, but that's not.
Cassandra situation, man. How often am I right about something? You know what I mean? I
No,
say
never.
something's
I'm
happening
neurodivergent.
and everyone's shut the fuck
Your
up.
brain works
And
differently.
everyone's like, no, Lyndon, that's not happening, but it actually is.
Like, name a few things. Name anything.
All right, the ghost in the basement.
No, you lead off with a
That
ghost.
our neighbors were always trying to break into our house.
They didn't try, they did
They
break
have always been thinking about it, and
in.
finally they
No.
did.
Okay, see, but that second one happened, it seems like.
And it did.
They weren't trying to. They thought our house was abandoned because it looked bad. You know, it's funny. I went to then see, because of course we had a little argument, about whether being clinically depressed makes you neurodivergent. And so I typed that. It doesn't, by the way, but I typed it into Google, and the first thing that pops up is, does clinical depression ever go away?
Bro, depression is like the best aura form, honestly.
No,
People get
it's not.
so like upset because they're depressed.
You
Meanwhile,
as a
it's like
millennial, you can't say aura farming. Don't say it. It's
no, I'm
stupid.
gonna say it.
You always got the you
I'm
have
gonna use
the
every phrase that comes up. I'm
no.
open to language changing, bro. I'm a
No,
writer.
you're just trying to be cool. You're trying to be a cool guy,
I'm
I guess, if you
always
want to rap.
cool.
Larry's always cool.
I could say like flim flam and
Flim
like
flam. Hell yeah.
what's some olden shit. I could say whatever phrase and I'll be cool.
Ah,
I could
see,
wear a
that's what you
monocle
are.
and I'll be cool.
Don't make fun of me by doing the
Mongols
gangster.
are cool.
Mongols?
Mongols are cool.
Mongols are cool. Mongoloids are cool. Down
No, don't say
syndromes are. You can't say
mongoloids.
that anymore, but people with Down syndrome are like the best
What
people.
about like a Mongol, an old school Mongol, like
Who also has
Shahin?
Down syndrome?
No.
No.
Who has a monocle?
Oh, a mon
Mong would be
monocle
awesome.
Mongol.
Bro, Genghis Khan probably had a monocle.
I 100
To shield
percent.
his
He
eye
was
from arrows.
steampunk. He was
Steampunk Genghis Khan.
steampunk.
Bringing the Tartarian Empire forward. Okay, so let's get to our reviews. This is going to be nightmare editing. All this stuff. But here we go. So we have two stories we're reviewing today. We did say that we were only going to do one story from now on, but Amari had a little break, and so we decided to do two stories. So this is going to be a long episode, unfortunately, or
Unfortunately, bro.
fortunately, you love to hear it.
But okay, so our first story comes from Moo Moo House, and I think we agreed that we're going to do what would it be called, like a memorial? No,
Yeah, a memorial for this story.
not a
Like a moratorium? Is that the word?
no. Where you stop, like a
What, bro? I think that's the word, you dumbass.
yeah,
Is
dumbass.
that what you is
I
that the word?
think
Moratorium?
so. I
Moratorium
mean,
on Moo Moo House?
I was thinking like a not a brigate, brigard. What is the? You know when they say they're not going to buy this anymore.
A boycott? They're
Boycott?
not
Boycott.
boycotting.
Oh,
We're
I
not
guess it's,
really
well, it's not even
boycotting.
boycott, but we're not gonna do him. Okay. We're not gonna do a Moo Moo House story for a little bit after this because we keep doing that. And I don't like to keep doing that. They don't just no, 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 no,
Oh, shit. You're feeling sassy this morning,
No.
bro.
Okay. Well, this story comes from us from Moo Moo House, and it is by Jordan Castro. And it is called Younger Brother. And there's been a lot of disagreement between us about this story, honestly. So it might get a little heated, but I decided I would let Lynn go first
Oh.
about this story. Let me tell me when you're ready. Are you ready?
Yeah, I just was Googling a picture of him real quick. I didn't need to do that, but I did.
A token.
He's like a Catholic, I think.
That's
But he
good.
engages in premarital, so he's a fake Cath.
Damn, fake Kath.
All right, Lynn.
Okay, all right. So, Younger Brother by Jordan Castro. I hate it. I hated this story.
Why did you hate it?
Because primarily, I tried to like it. And as I read it, I realized this is going to be all one sentence, and I got so angry.
It is all one sentence. That is
And
true.
it's bullshit. There's no reason for it. The structure is retarded. It's unnecessary. It's so annoying to read. It doesn't read good in your head. So what's the point? It's just a hindrance. And it reminds me of like I could hear someone in my head reading. The only way I could hear someone reading this in my head is as slam poetry from Seattle in like the
Oh
2010s.
my God.
My brother, who I've always resented, whose shortcomings are so plentiful and embarrassing as to make me resent him all our life. Like, just like, it's so frustrating. It's so frustrating. It would be like 10 times better without like all these fucking hyphens making it look ugly and read ugly. There's so much about this. It's just like, why do this? There's no reason for this. It doesn't add to the story. It makes it annoying to read. It makes it messy. It does not help. It does not create like a cadence that's interesting or like memorable or like pretty.
I agree with that.
It's just there. It seems like it's just there to be fucking irritating. Like you did this for no reason other than to like fucking bust my balls. Like, and that's the problem with these people in these literary magazines. They're always doing this shit just to bust my balls. All this unnecessary fucking garbage. Just write prose, motherfucker. So, fucking, there were some little things I really hated. One, the narrator is just like a fucking asshole retard.
Oh my
Oh,
God.
I think I'm so much better than my stupid, retarded, drug addict little brother. But then he gave me this bracelet he made in jail that I describe like the craft of a child. And this is supposed to make the reader feel tender that suddenly, upon seeing this jank bracelet, I, the proud religious brother, and the junkie prodigal son, humbling, humbling. Oh, God. Good fucking God, bro.
I mean, he does tweet about it, so he is brain rot as well. I hated that
That
line.
was my least favorite part. It sucked so hard, bro.
Tweeting
Oh
about
my
Google.
God. Please stop writing about Twitter. Please
Yeah, I
stop writing
really,
about
that
Twitter.
took
Li
me out.
literally, no one cares. Nobody write about Twitter anymore. No one. I don't want to hear it. It's embarrassing for
There's
him.
some things to say about that little thing, but the Twitter thing, yeah, I think that is supposed to be embarrassing. I think it's kind of not quite self depreciating, but like to show that maybe the narrator is a little piece of shit. It's only little jabs, you know what I mean? But
Yeah, but it's like that's been overdone now. Like the protagonist who tweets about life treats it all like a game.
yeah, well, I think it just shows the shallowness, and I think that's why he did it. And that's like, oh, and it's also there's a sense of humor to the story there. And maybe that's trying to return, maybe misplaced. I don't know. I don't have a big
Wait,
problem
so
with
did you like it, David?
I actually really like the story.
Oh, shit.
I will say, since we're talking about that religious part, I do think that that part is just really pat, really shallow. Maybe if you clean up the language from like this kind of muddy in between attitude to like a more definitive attitude one way or another towards belief or towards disbelief. Because as it sits right now, it's just kind of like immature and eye-rolly to me. Although I do relate because I've had lots of shitty family members who are always like refinding God and stuff like that, you know what I mean? And like this is supposed to be like their redemption kind of thing. And it's hard to stay like supportive or and have a good face about them. And it's hard to believe them, you know. I relate with that, and that kind of reaches there, but it doesn't go one way. It just sounds immature. Also, a little nitpick. This isn't a misuse of Prodigal Son. I guess this is me trying to take a tack at how Prodigal Son is used. But like, I guess it's more of a misunderstanding because the Prodigal Son is more about the father waiting for his son to return. It's more a story about you having faith and supporting and giving love to someone who is gone, you know, no matter what. It's more about the father. And the son even returns home to his family, not because of guilt, but to like I think the line right from the fable or passage or whatever is like he realized that like his father's servants lived better than him. And you see, that could have been an interesting aspect that I'm sure if Jordan knew the fable or was interested in it, he could have pulled it out more. But where it sits now, it's just kind of a cliche. You know what I mean? Saying, oh, the prodigal son. Yes, it works. It's not a misuse, but it's like it could be a perfect usage, especially with like I said, of like it being about a father or a parent or someone, and like you give love to someone hoping that they will come back no matter how bad they fuck up. You know what I mean? But the usage is just low hanging fruit where it sits right now. It's what I think. What do you think, Mari? Because I have some other things I'd like to say about it, but let's hear from you. What do you think?
I'm just very indifferent about it, to be honest. I don't know, just nothing really connected with me, and I do agree that the formatting makes it really hard to read. And I mean, I kind of get it though, because it's like if I had to guess why he set it up like this, it's just sort of like it's creating this sense of attachment, like even visually, that like everything is connected. And but like I don't know, I was just sort of reading it and nothing really clicked with me.
Nothing clicked with you. Now, I will do a defense of the format here. I think what the format does is it's able to impart information inside, like Mari was kind of saying, it does like information inside of information relating to one another. But I think the biggest thing that it does to its benefit, even though I guess not to everyone else's benefit, is like it creates a very quick pace, a very quick pace. But I will say there is some unclear language, and with such a blistering pace, clarity is like even like more so important. Like for example, the one little part where it's like who underneath his chest tattoo and face tattoo or behind or even underneath his skin, presumably from youth, unclear what's that's kind of referring to. Or my younger brother who was apparently asleep when 38 his dead roommate died. Like the 38 there is kind of, you know what I
Yeah,
mean? It's
there's a
like,
lot of parts where it, like the flow gets disturbed.
I didn't like that line, my younger brother who was apparently asleep when 38 his dead roommate died. It's like this, I don't know, why use this ornate sort of old style construction here?
Yeah, just clarity. That's what I'm saying. Clarity is so important, and there are some things that aren't clear. And also, like I think with you, Lynn, to your point, the without the benefit of that speed, which I guess this could go either way, right? You read it as pauses. To me, it made the pace go faster
Maybe
because,
that's why you liked it better.
yeah. And so, I mean, in the scrutiny, of because of the lines, when dismantled art, there's a lot of weaknesses.
And I feel like because I read it as pauses, it gave the whole thing this like aura of like failed profundity, which I was annoying and high wheeling to me, and which made me dislike the story so much more.
I could see that.
Also, it just it reminds me vaguely of like.
But I was like David, where it made me read it faster, but that was kind of the issue because like I kept speeding up and then those lines that have awkward flows just kept throwing me off and I would have to reread it again and
Yeah, I
again.
can see how that would happen.
With such a brief window of space, because like I said, the lines are weak. Especially with such a if there's a flow issue, it makes everything come to a crashing halt. And then you can notice that kind of stuff. You got to really take I guess writers out there, take advantage of I guess every sigil that you can, if that makes sense. It obviously doesn't. We talked before a few episodes back about words having multiple dimensions. In your mind, they're multi-dimensional objects. Think of a 20-sided die, and then where each one of those words, each one of those meanings of a word or usages that come to mind is all there in place. And then you think of it that way, like a super multi-dimensional, or like a sigil. Because in witchcraft, each one of those lines is supposed to impart something, and so the greater whole imparts all of this stuff or your power that you focus it on and stuff like that. And so with such a brief window, you need to, if that makes sense. I will say some good stuff. I really loved that he wanted to be a rapper. I guess the thing, I have shitty brothers,
You
and
do.
I have in moments been a shitty brother. Very brief moments, okay. But
You're the best brother by far.
I have had lots of. So this story kind of ruined my morning when I read it because it made me sad and made me think about those guys. The roommate dying thing I thought was so funny because I can just
I
imagine where he's like,
liked that part the best, yeah.
yeah, well, my roommate's fucking dying and he fucking died in my arms. And then the reveal later on that it's like, oh, he
Uh-oh.
served time for that.
Yeah.
You know, what the fuck happened?
Little brother shit, for
Yeah,
real.
spend too much more time on it. I have two things that are negatives, I guess. He uses prison and jail pretty interchangeably, which kind of pulls me out. And I think it could be intentional to show the narrator is not like of that world or is naive.
No, I think it was just like
I
some
mean,
people treat it like synonyms.
but here's the thing, and this is a nitpick, but for sure, like the distinction is big and well known to people who have brothers like this, between prison and between jail. You
Yes.
know what I mean? And so
Mothers
that's like
too.
that's a kind of a missed opportunity. And like I said, maybe if I'm being generous, maybe it's intentional to show that he's completely checked out of this thing. But like I said, it's just hard for me to believe. That's a little nitpick. Oh, and at the end, it would hit like a fucking truck if he just cut beneath the trees. Cut it, because it's a lot like a dog barks off in the distance. You know, it's too flowery. It's this unearned wistfulness.
Wait, I was sitting in my car beneath the trees. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
I hate that so much.
But it would be so, if it's just, I was sitting in my car. Don't do the beneath the trees. You know what I mean? It diffuses, it's this unearned wistfulness. This,
Yeah, I
like,
can see that. Sitting in your car is like a powerful
also,
statement to end on.
also, because of the way this is structured, it starts with my brother, M dash, and then all of this, the body of the story would it would follow that it's inside these two front
So
and
you're talking
M
about the
dashes.
dramatic, yeah.
So
My brother, I was sitting in my car beneath the trees, and
yeah,
then
that's what I'm saying.
that would have been cool if it was I forget what that structure's called, where it's like each line, the beginning and end, are the same, and then the next line go
That would have
on.
been super cool,
But
but that
that's
would
not
have
what happened.
taken months and months of work.
Probably. Yes. Okay. So let's be done with this story.
Oh, one time my mom came home from jail with cornrows and I cried.
Yes, jail.
Jail. Yeah, he says went to jail, got out of jail years later, and it's like no
He's
one gets out of jail years later.
yeah, jail or prison. Jail. We've covered. Okay, let's wrap this up. So Jordan Castro, younger brother, on Moo Moo House. I liked it. I liked it. I thought it was a good story. It hit harder. It hit above its weight because, one, I love M dashes. I use them all the
You
time.
do.
And two, I just have a shitty brother, and it makes
Yes, you do.
it is rough. But there's lots of problems with it. Your mileage may vary. Lynn hated it.
I hated it. Yeah, I hated it. And
And I'm just, it wasn't for me, but maybe it'll be for you.
yeah, so it will only take you like 2 minutes to read it. So I do recommend just reading it. See
Yeah,
what
why
you
not?
think. See what you think. Okay, we'll move on to the next story now. I don't know if this will be before or after, so the audience might not know what this
What are
is.
you firing off some salvos at?
Sean is gay.
Oh, Sean is gay.
Sean's gay.
Sean's gay, for the
Gay,
record.
gay, 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 gay.
Gay, 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 gay.
I
Sean's gay.
learned that he's not Filipino. He's
He's not
half
Filipino at
Japanese and
all. Yeah.
half white.
I don't know why you
I
thought
don't
he's
know.
Filipino.
That was
No, because he
crazy,
has
Mari.
that Filipino swag. I could see him with a little
I don't
snapback.
know what that means.
Dude, look up Filipino
Okay, look up
swag.
Filipino swag.
You look it up. I got
But for
notes in front of
computer,
me.
I can see.
Oh my
I
God.
have to trim my laptop around.
This is relevant to the review of
It
Graham
is.
Irwin's Waterfalls.
Yeah, this is.
We're gonna review it with Filipino swag.
Graham Irvin, not Filipino, probably.
No, he's not. He's a white guy.
As it should be. In my mind,
Wait.
he looks just like Raymond
I see
Carver.
this. I see this. Swag dealer. Yeah, I
Okay.
see it. Yeah.
There were a lot of swagged out Filipino kids at my
I
high
think
school.
it seems like Filipino swag is just regular swag. It seems
But it's
transferable.
Right.
Swag,
Filipino.
but Filipino.
But it's Filipino people in the swag.
You
But
didn't go to
Sean
high
Thor
school in
Conroe
Seattle.
definitely has Filipino swag.
It's so stupid.
I don't know if he has any swag. He gay. He gay. He gay. Sean! Sean! Sean!
You ever play Heavy Rain? You know what that's from when we do
No, I don't know where that's
that?
from.
There's a video game made by David Cage, who's a bad David. Very rare that there's a bad David.
Terrible David.
But he made this game called Heavy Rain, and in it, you lose your son in the mall. And so there's a button prompt like X where you shout for him and you can just keep pressing it and he goes, Shh, yeah. So that's where that's from. Sean's gay. Okay. So, I'm glad we got that out of there. Fired a few salvos at a worthy target.
Response pod is gaining targets. We're setting our sights. Every time we look at someone's profile or their stories, it makes the sound in Grand Theft Auto when you're like selecting your weapons. Watch out.
Okay, so this next story comes from us, from Soft Union, who, Soft Union, I submitted to you and you haven't gotten back to me.
Yeah, dude, they're fucking slacking, and I think we should
Are they a nice
take them to
magazine?
task a little
They're
bit.
nice. They publish some good things, but it's Soft Union. Oh, I had just seen that this is under nonfiction. Oh my God, this makes it so
You didn't
much
know?
better. Oh, I figured it was, but it being solidified as nonfiction. Jesus Christ. So, Soft Union, the story is Waterfalls by Graham Irving. And a little bit of trivia. We wanted to cover this story when it first came out, which was April 28th, but someone said we couldn't do it because they were enemies with Graham.
All right, let's be
I'm just,
professionals
we're being
here.
professional. We're being,
I
you
think
know,
Graham won.
Graham won. Graham was a victim there. Okay.
put that on the radio.
So, Waterfalls by Graham Irving. Do you want to start, Mari?
Sure. I mean, I really like this story. It was a tender story. But you know what it reminded me of most? I'm going to get a little autistic about this. Because whenever I look back on my life, I'm always like, what Kanye West album came out during that era? And that's how I can track my memories and even like track my experiences with other people.
So
And
you don't remember, and so before the first Kanye West album, it's just all a murk to you, all murky.
yeah, before that, it's like the primordial stew.
Basically
But
baby.
after College Dropout, like I started getting anchors in memory. And that's what I really like the most about this story, to be honest. It's like,
Yeah, it did
yeah.
make me think a lot about my own stuff like that.
Well, maybe we should. Okay,
Let's.
you should listeners, you should have read this story. You should have read both of
You should
them.
have already read this one.
You should have read the
Yeah,
story.
there's
This one.
homework for this pod.
There's always homework. Always homework. But for those who didn't, so this story is about I guess Graham's dad, now that I see it, it's nonfiction, who died when he was young. And there is a reoccurring, I don't want to say motif or something, where he links the years that certain pop culture things like movies or albums came out, and trying to pair them against whether his dad would have seen them or ones he definitely wouldn't have seen, and stuff like that. And I think that it's really sad, dude. It really gets at you. I'd say this is a pretty great story, very, very great.
I mean, even the fact you said, like, because I love that he included even things that, like, his father wouldn't have seen, or and then connected it to how he didn't see A Quiet Place. And it's like, even these, like, pop culture moments that happen away from us, like, still impact our memory in a way.
No, definitely. Especially the one part in the middle where he knows one movie that his dad did see. It was like a werewolf movie or something like that. I forget. But how like that became really scary to him because he heard his dad describe it. And not that he saw it, but he knows his dad saw it. Because his dad had described it to him. And
Yeah,
realizing
that's
like
a beautiful
years.
detail.
Yeah, it was great. It was fantastic. I think the most That's the most effective tool or trick that this story does. I would say, let me start over. So really, the story opens with two paragraphs basically of facts or let's say trivia. It's mostly just trivia. And the reason I say this is a great trick or tool is because it kind of lulls you as a reader, you know what I mean? Because you're getting dates, you don't think about when you're in fucking school, you know what I mean? And they like, oh, the Magna Carta was signed on whatever the fuck and blah 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 blah. You know, your brain it's kind of dangerous, this trick, but it kind of starts lulling you in. It kind of probably starts turning your brain off a little bit, enables almost like a skim. And then midway through the third paragraph, presented just like trivia, a name that you don't know and a date, August 17, 1995, and then that it's his father, and it's like a bomb dropping, you know what I mean? Because the stage has been set, and that's just so risky, I think, but genius. Because there's a lot of I've seen this trick, whatever, used before. I guess the thing that I can think of most that sticks to mind is there's a part in about the middle of Blake Butler's, I think, first novel, because before it was called There Is No Year. And it's really a big list of people who died, you know what I
Yeah,
mean? Like
I
who
like that one.
died
I
of
like that
tragic
book.
things. It's an okay book. It needs an editor. But that big list, it comes off as kind of braggy, or you risk losing people on the shores of conceptualism. You know what I mean? And there being no way inside. But Graham sidesteps both of these things with the tether to the real. And it is just great. And so the whole story is him trying to piece together what his dad may have been like. It's beautiful.
Sorry, I got lost in your Beautiful literary analysis.
Well, I didn't know Eazy-E died of AIDS.
You didn't? That's in
No. No,
the
we
movie,
walked out of that movie. That's like the only
dude.
movie we ever walked out of. It was just so bad. I remember they were in the car, and weren't they in the car? And everyone was like, or in the studio, and
In the
everyone was
studio.
like, "You can do it, E! You
Yeah.
can do it, E!"
Oh.
Well, anyway, I thought it was a gorgeous story. The part where you first find out he's looking up all this stuff because his father died is so good. It's just so sad, and it's exactly when something needs to happen. And I think maybe if you have had a parent die, you can relate really heavily to this.
I wish I could.
Because you do so much of, at least my memories of my mom are like steeped in media stuff. She watched stuff that I like watched through osmosis that she just had on, stuff she showed me.
It's just that's kind of how it is. What pieces do you have? What fragments do you have? Those are the only things, you know what I mean?
And my mom's dead.
Good
And
riddance.
I don't have many good memories with her, but the good memories I do have are mostly around movies. Watching trash television like Jerry Springer or Maury, or watching Marilyn Monroe movies, Judy Garland movies, stuff like that. Really, or she showed me for the first time like Who's Afraid or Whatever Happened to Baby Jane.
Yeah,
That's why I like the movies that I like now.
It really starts shaping you.
So it just felt very like sweet and sad and
Because it's just a it's a moot process. You know what I mean? You're never going to be able to reconstruct or know that person, you know what I
And
mean?
that's one thing I liked about the story is that he didn't go like too deep into romanticizing media. I mean, there's a part where he's like that media is more observable and like more stable than memories, but then he also writes like he wishes he could go back and like laugh and smile with his father. So it's like,
Having those things is such a poor substitute for having them. That's why you look up just lists of information,
And
lists of movies, lists of murders, lists of suicides, lists of deaths. It is not the same, for instance, as his dad washing his hands or the make of his motorcycle, but you do remember media and people you love in shards. You remember everything that way. And those are what the special parts are, I think.
Yeah,
And
and the way it's written, there's such a gentle sincerity to it.
there's love in it, I think.
And it is workmanlike, the writing. You know what I mean? It never gets too flowery. It never kind of bends to knee to a useless metaphor.
He's never doing fancy tricks or like stupid, I don't know, shit that I hate.
It's very constrained and it's very unique in
And
that.
it's about real people and an interesting person who is well characterized insofar as what you get of him. You can picture at least parts of a man who was loved. And it made me want to cry like a little pussy.
Only little fragments. You know what I mean? Only little fragments because he would have been a child. You know what I mean? And I think that one thing to talk again about the prose a little bit, just in general. Like I said, there's like a really gentle sincerity to it, and it's not trying to feel cool or appear cool. There's a vulnerability and a sadness to the trivia instead of like any kind of boasty
I'm showing
pride.
off about this obscure information I have, and it's like, shut up, whore, no one cares.
It's funny because I guess the closest parallel I can think of for Graham's work is Zack Smith, and Zack Smith falls into all of these traps.
What does he do?
It's
What did
not
he?
worth it.
No,
I don't
I
know,
don't.
man.
I
I
wouldn't
think
like it.
Graham is above Zach.
That's what I'm
Like,
saying.
not even Hayden, but
That's what I'm saying. Like
this is
that.
the first story David showed me in like
Since the Anna story, I would say.
since the Anna story that I didn't fucking hate. Every other David loves to show me stories, and every time I hate them. I like Anna's story very much. It's very good, and I like Graham's story very much. It's very good. But this is awesome. This is beautiful.
But there is some, but I try and look at it and see how could I make this like a 10 out of 10, like unforgettable life-changing story. That's kind of how when I'm looking at criticism, what could be changed or what could be done. For a while, I was stumped. I didn't know quite what could be changed, quite what could be expanded and stuff, but I don't feel that way now. I think the most what I have is at the end. I think the end kind of turns away. Instead of and that's sad and unique and subtle in its own way. It kind of turns away more towards a jokey, it's not a whimper, you know what I mean? It ends very gently, and that's good on its own, but you've earned the knife. We sit there, we've said several times on this podcast about things being unearned. Well, this is an example of someone earning something. Graham has set this up and he's earned the knife. He can wield the dagger. We are ready to be plunged into the chest, but that doesn't happen.
I
And if
disagree
that
with you.
it ends on a sad thing, but you're not like,
For me, that, and maybe it's just because of my experience, but like, what he's talking about here is the death of any possible future. And he's just imagining a good regular day with his dad. And he can't have that anymore. And it's about something as, simple as fucking hearing waterfalls, asking, you already know the rap, you gotta do it, it's so good. That's what you want when your parent dies. You want that shit. And so that really fucked me up, honestly. I think it's a great ending. It really hurts.
I think it is a great ending too.
I don't know. I like the ending because I agree with Lynn that
Look, and I
it is the knife in a way, and but it's also an act of mercy. It's
maybe an actor. I
and
could see,
then
like I'm saying, I think the ending is great. I guess what I want is fucking my guts to fall out on it. You know what I mean? I
yeah, but
want.
what if it ended like I drove to the cemetery or some like bleak shit? Then I guess it would be like way too. It
No,
wouldn't
that wouldn't
work. It
be
would make the rest of the story
the
feel
way. The
like.
I mean, either I
What kind
think.
of knife would be suitable? What brutality at the end do you think would be suitable here?
Maybe a little bit more play with the mother. I would require some more setup throughout the story, but maybe like this is, another how life without him is even more effective. You feel me? That's what I could
That
think.
would have been
That would be
interesting.
a
Yeah.
way, and it
That
could
would
have
have
been
been
done with a
interesting. I
few
can see
lines,
that.
and that would have, I think, done the, like I said, he has the dagger, and yes, it is. I want to be eviscerated. I guess that's just what I want. I'm trying to think what would it be. A story I never forget, and maybe I won't ever forget this, but a story I 100% wouldn't forget.
I don't think I'll forget this one.
That's fine. That's fine. I'm just doing criticism.
No, it's a good
We're having a
point. I
dialogue.
mean,
We're not having it's a monologue. It is David taking up the
no.
pace and David coins, and then
What's
you can be a
the
dialogue.
exchange rate?
Like a million David coins. Wait, no. One David coin is worth a million Lynn coins.
Linden bucks. Linden
No,
bucks.
not
I got
Linden
Mari
bucks.
bars. I want
Mari
Mari.
bars and Linden bucks.
No. It's David
We get
coin.
to choose. It's our money.
Well, one thing
Yeah,
I
I
don't
want to
think
be
you
like
want, Lynn.
blocks of gold.
Sean's gay.
Sean's gay.
Sean's gay. Okay. So those are our reviews. Go ahead and go read them. Let me read them off again. Jordan Castro. Younger brother on Moo Moo House and Waterfalls by Graham Irving on.
Waterfalls had Filipino swag, so you should definitely read
It
it.
was on Soft Union. Who should get back to me about
Soft Union has
me?
Filipino swag too.
so hard and I.
Do we have any billboards for this week?
Yeah, we got some billboards. I'm waiting for Lynn to come back here. My man Ent left a tech and a 9 at my crib. Turned himself in. He had to do a bid. A 1 to 3, he'd be home at a 93. Ready to get this paper, G? You with me? My pockets look kind of tight. Now I'm stressed. Let me get the vest. No need for that.
Just grab the fucking get. The first pocket that's fat. The tech is to his back.
Yep.
Yep.
We should have
Eminem.
No, 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 no.
No, I only like Hobson. Bro, Hobson listeners are low key successful as fuck. Like, they're the ones with families and careers.
They grow their brain with it. You know what I mean? Once you get the rhymes in your head and fight, you see how things are, really are. We never did an intro.
Oh.
And so we're going to do the intro now. Let's do the intro. And then we got to do the billboard.
Oh, yeah.
So, welcome to Response Pod.
Welcome.
Welcome.
I'm David.
I'm Linda.
Why do we have to introduce ourselves every episode?
Because new listeners.
Because we're breaking them in.
No, we've done enough breaking in. We're getting
minus,
into it.
You're getting minus David coins right now. No, David coins are worth more than Mari coins.
They're worth way more than Linden bucks.
Yeah,
Linden dollars.
They're not. No, you can't do Linden bucks. They're all coins. You can't do
Linden coin.
It's Linden
no,
coin.
No, I'm going all in on Linden bucks.
No.
I'm going to crash the David coin economy.
I'm going to fucking tank it. You can't buy.
One of us can't do bucks. It's not fair.
Yeah, I can.
These are all coins. Coins or
a buck. Rich. I'm a buck and you're a coin, motherfucker.
This is fucking retarded. Well, I'm David.
I'm Lyndon.
I'm Lyndon.
Okay.
We're all Lyndon.
Maury. So we're gonna do we have a lot of billboards today. How about I don't wanna do the describe it. Who's gonna describe it? Who wants to do it?
I don't have it.
No. You
describe
the whole.
Describe the billboard. We don't have to describe it.
We do because there might be new listeners.
Okay, well, it's just you could submit anything you want read, but not a full short story.
See, this is a thing. People have been sending me entire short stories, and we don't do that for the billboard. And it's like, I'm not going to read your entire short story.
I mean, that's clever, though. I respect them trying to get that through.
Yeah.
I guess so. I no respect, honestly. I don't respect. No, I'm sorry. I do respect these people who have done this. Please, thank you. So, well, who's describe it better?
It's a billboard.
It's a billboard.
It makes you famous. You put shit up on there. It makes you famous. We read it. What you write, you can send us money, or you don't have to, but we would love it. If you did,
I'd eat rice, man, every day this week. Not Mari. Mari just has his soul food and he's getting his nice Airbnb in upstate New York. But David's eating fucking rice.
Bro, I gotta look out for the ops. There's legit white nationalists out here.
One.
White nationalist authors.
Yeah, that wasn't very good. So, yeah, the billboard, anything you want to say, think of it like a classified.
Hollywood sign.
Not like the Hollywood sign's not a good example at all.
Great advertisement.
The advertisement for what?
Hollywood.
For Hollywood.
Okay. Yeah, so it's like a classified ad or the Hollywood sign, I guess.
Exactly.
You just send us what you want said on the pod and we'll say it. Yes, but please don't send full stories again. People who have sent me full stories, I'm not reading your full story, but I will plug your story, and I guess we'll put a little link to it and stuff. I think that's a good thing.
So nice.
Okay. Let me do the first one. So my first one, and then I'm going to send one into the... Lynn, you could probably read this, because I don't think Mari can actually pronounce it.
Okay.
Okay, so the first one is from Friend of the Pod. You see, I can't say that because that's a Chapo thing. But It doesn't matter. Okay. He used to be enemy of the pod, and then a particular member left the pod, and so now he's friend of the pod.
Oh, he's a former enemy of the pod.
He's a formal enemy of the pod. Rudy Johnson.
He did a turn, though, because of
he
the situation.
Stayed, yeah, he stayed the same. You know, basically, it was this other party we're not allowed to talk about.
Redacted.
Redacted victim. not. But so Rudy Johnson has come out with a new book from still enemy of the pod, Pig Roast Publishing. Very much an enemy.
He's an enemy. I gotta speak on that for a second, because dude, remember when he offered us free therapy? Like, for real, what? Like, I don't
yeah,
want therapy
did.
From this dude.
Yeah, you know, yeah, well, no. He looks like I had said before, a corrupt gas station guy. A guy who owns a bunch of
the
gas stations. Yeah, the Pig Roast guy. So,
we watched that.
So let's get back on track. Sorry, Rudy, for ruining your billboard thing. Rudy Johnson has come out with his new book. Maybe it's his first book. I don't know. It's called Kill Rudy Johnson, and it's available at Pig Roast Publishing.
Rudy writes cool.
And you should go and buy it. I went to a reading, the reading release for it,
yeah.
And I did leave after Rudy was done reading, but he read three poems, and two of which I liked very much.
Mm-hmm.
But I will sell this book because something that isn't, you know, no irony here or something. I haven't read the book. He did send me the book, but I haven't read it. He didn't send me a real copy of the book.
What
you know,
fire is but it? Someone's barbecuing right.
Someone's
now?
Barbecuing.
On
yeah.
Fire.
Yes, yes, yes.
Sorry.
Let's get professional here, baby. Okay. But the interesting thing is he has like these little QR codes in it, and so that takes it away to like images and videos or like little games that he's made or something like that in the book. So that's really neat, and that on its own is, I think, enough to justify the thing, even if the writing inside it is trash or not. I don't
like
know. It's probably not. But
poems were cool.
But that concept.
No, his story in the S word was pretty decent.
I didn't read it, but but yes. Yeah, so go buy Rudy Johnson's book, Kill Rudy Johnson. That's the name of the book. All right.
Support indie authors.
So, yeah, you should. If you're gonna spend money on stuff, do that.
Get lit with it.
Okay, Lynn, you can read this next one, and this is from our favorite patron.
Okay, the best one. This is from our favorite patron, and it says.
Do you not know?
What?
It's Will.
I know it's Will. I didn't know whether I was supposed to be anonymous or not, or censored.
Say it. Say it. Say the name.
I'll identify. It's Will. It's Will's billboard, and it says, I don't generally like things, but Anna Krivolapova's Incurable Graphomania is very good.
End of billboard.
End of billboard.
I agree.
And it's a beautiful looking book.
Mari, you can read the next one. I'll send it in. This is from Anonymous. It's in the chat. Right. Now, yeah, you can read this one. I really like this one a lot.
Oh my god, what the fuck?
What
about
woke?
Okay, I can't read this because I'm in my woke era.
Okay, I'll read it.
Okay.
So this billboard is from Anonymous. I like it a lot. I think it's a good one. It says, what about Matcha Man Randy Faggot?
What does that mean?
Like matcha, like the tea. Okay,
yeah.
Let's do it again, and then everybody laugh real big.
Okay.
Because this is the billboard.
Okay.
What about a Matcha Man Randy Faggot? I like that one a lot, actually.
It's funny.
That's a
well,
fun.
Speaking of which, though, when me and that e-girl got the Addison Rae matcha drink, we both gave it high remarks. So if you're ever in New York City and you love Addison Rae's music, you should go to Matcha
Who
Full
is
and
Addison
grab a
Rae?
Drink.
Did you get that at the Trump Tower?
No, not
because that would be so funny if he is Addison Rae themed drinks.
I don't know who that is, but I guess
she's like the new pop girly
musician or something.
Oh, I didn't know.
She has a new matcha drink and it's really good.
That's weird. I love matcha though. Matcha's good. Hojicha is the best tea.
Don't shut up.
What's that?
It's like this toasted green tea It's really good.
That sounds yummy.
Yeah, it's the best. Again, matcha's good. It's like roasted rice, green tea. That shit rocks.
Okay.
Sorry, David, we're not
Sorry,
talking about
David. Yeah, or chips
Twizzlers.
or candy. I still, that is
Jesus.
why people think you're autistic,
No,
part of that,
one,
because
literally no one thinks I'm autistic.
I think you're
Literally no one. Didn't a school counselor
autistic.
diagnose you with Asperger's
That's
in
because
high
I was
school?
abused. I was abused.
David, you were abusing me. You were abused.
I was abused.
David used to tell people in high school all the time to kill themselves.
Dude, I was.
That's autistic
No, it was funny.
as
I
shit.
did it on purpose.
He would get punched in the face and there'd be
Whoa.
blood all over his face and he would just laugh. Yeah. You see,
Oh,
we don't gotta.
okay.
Let's get the billboard done. All right. Do we
Okay.
have more?
We have one more. And this is one of them that they sent the whole story. And we're not going to read the whole story thing. But so this billboard is, we're just going to change it around and say, go and check out this story by David Hay, another David. I got to support that. On Expat, called Rum Raisin Puro Visions. We'll have
That's
a
a
link
cool
to
name.
it. It is a cool, pretty cool name. By David Hay. Came out March 12th. We will have a link to it. Go
Yep, you
read his
should
story.
run, don't walk to read
Yes, exactly.
it.
Use them thumbs.
Unless you can't walk. Use them
Then
thumbs.
wheelchair over to read it.
Wheelchair over. And that's the billboard for this week.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you guys. And
Thank
once again,
you.
if you have anything you want to say, confessions, a funny, you want to make a funny joke, you have a question to
Hate
ask,
mail.
hate mail, or you know,
Compliments.
like we just did with, well, yeah, the compliments are good. That sounds good.
What about threats?
That's
They should
fine.
send threats of
Threats would be
violence.
awesome.
We love threats.
I'd really like threats. You can wager different kinds of David coins if you'd like. If you want
You
to,
can ask us to arrange a horse bet.
you
A
should
horse
share
bet.
your thoughts on
Dude, that would
Zohran
be so. No, I don't care about New York. I don't care.
Mandemi.
That would be great if we started acting like bookies, like the people email us from
Yes.
bets. I don't know. Where's a horse betting thing?
There's probably horse races here.
Or
There's
dog
probably
races.
dog fighting.
What about dog fights? We should place bets with
No.
dog fights.
We should become like the betting of online lit. Like you could bet on who beefs and like who flops.
Who's, they all flop, baby. Oh, speaking of this, did you listen to the interview?
Which interview? The Chloe
What?
Wheeler
Yeah,
one?
the fucking interview. You don't listen to your own podcast.
I don't
You
know.
listen.
That's
Why?
awesome. I'm gonna listen tomorrow while walking.
You're not. You
I
always say
am, I
this. You're
promise.
okay. I think we did a pretty good job, honestly.
No, I'm
You guys
sure you
did a good
did.
job. I was like a child sitting at the table.
Bro, Luca Lazzaro DM'd me and he said my Pride Month message was quote unquote brilliant. And
Oh,
I didn't think it was
that's really
brilliant, but
funny.
thanks.
Yes. Damn, son.
You cooking with hate.
So we have reviews to do, but can we do them tomorrow? You're on vacation, Mari.
Yeah, I don't want to do a review.
No.
Yeah, let's not do it today. We'll cut this out too, or we'll leave it on. Who gives a fuck?
It's our pod.
It's our
And Sean is
podcast.
gay.
Sean, you're gay. Sean's gay.
You wrestle Sean Thorpe? Oh.
Could I wrestle him?
Yeah, you think you could fuck him up?
You mean like Greco-Roman or like
I don't know, just like two people in a street brawl. You think
I
you could
bet
take
I
him?
would rock bottom him and his head would fly
I
off.
It would be
don't know, bro.
obliterated.
He
I'd be
has
full
clubbed
force.
ears.
I don't know what he looks like. Wait, I think I saw a picture of him one time and I physically recoiled.
Oh my God. I don't know. He looks like kind of like Filipino. He reminds me of those Tumblr memes that used to be like, I got swag and I'm Filipino. And he used to be like a
What
Filipino
did he
kid
be signed
smoking
up for
weed.
what?
You never
No, is
saw
that a
it?
thing?
Yeah, it was
No.
like called Filipino swag. And it
He
was
does
like.
not look Filipino. It looks white.
I don't know. Pinoy to me.
He
That's what
looks like he would
I
bother you for Molly.
say.
Come on, just give me a point, bro. Come on, just a point. Just one more point.
He
On,
has
Mari.
Filipino swag.
How?
Has Filipino sweat. What is.
Oh, I see this picture where he's wearing really big pants. They're horrible. The sick burn of Sean Thor Conroe in Interview Magazine, which I'm sure is a great magazine.
Yeah, he was really big for a minute, but now he got 6 likes on a post. That's scary.
Clout, tiny dick.
Tiny clout dick.
Invisible, like a cat, a fixed cat's penis.
He's gonna beat us up for this. I'm scared.
Here I go, falling down, down, down. My mind is a blank. My head is spinning around and around as I go deep into the funnel of love. My poor old head is a reeling as I go deep into the funnel of love. I tried and I tried to run and hide. I even tried to run away. You just can't run from the funnel of love. It's bound to get you someday.